Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Yud Aleph. The daf starts with a discussion of the shita of the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer, that they hold that the din of v'chol chatos asher yuva midama el oil moyed lechaper ba'kodesh loisei ochel is only by a carbon chatos and not by an asham. Even though there is a hekish kachatos ka'asham, we don't learn out that hekish to say that if the dam of the asham is brought into the heichal, then the carbon is nifsal. So the Gemara initially wants to say that the reason that the Chachamim don't hold of that hekish is because they learn out asham from a tzad hashava of oila and minchas choyte, that by both these things, if it's nichnas lifnim, it's not pasul. The oila, if it's dam, is nichnas lifnim, and the minchas choyte, if it's koimetz, is nichnas lifnim, it doesn't pasul the oila, and it doesn't pasul the minchas choyte. So hu hadin, the asham, that's dam, is nichnas lifnim, into the heichal, doesn't pasul. But the Gemara says that there's a pircha, because those things in oila and minchas choyte, ein lohem kitzva, ma she'enkin by asham, yesh loy kitzva. And the pshat in this pircha is like the Briskerov explained, as we mentioned at the very end of the previous shir, that yesh loy kitzva is a chumra in the asham alein. It's not just the chumra in the choivas habaylim that we want him to spend a minimum of 2 shkalim. That's a din in the chefza of the asham, that the asham has to be yesh loy kitzva, that the asham has to have a kitzva. Memela, that's considered a chumra in the carbon. Memela, whereas oila and minchas choyte do not have the psul of asher yuva midama eloyel it could still be that the asham does have the psul. So the Gemara says that the true reason of the Rabbanon is because the pasuk says v'chol chatos asher yuva midama, and therefore we dash in dama shel zu v'loy dama shel acher. Only the blood of a chatos passes if it's nichnas lifnim, but not the blood of the asham. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer, that does compare kachatas ka'asham, holds of a different drasha from the word midama, and he darshins midama v'loy bisara, that by a carbon chatas, the only time it's possible is if the dam is nichnas into the heichal, not if the basar of the carbon is nichnas in the heichal. Tosfos later on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Dama v'loy bisara, asks a kasha on this drasha. Uktas kasha, lama lila miute besara, halachaper ksiv. The whole psul of v'chol chatos asher yuva midama el oil moyed is only if it's lachaper ba'kodesh. If he brought in the dam, kedei lachaper. That's only by dam, which is mechaper, but not by the basar. The basar of the chatos is not the mechaper. So how could there be a havamina that if someone brings in the basar of the chatos, it's going to passel the carbon chatos? Why do we need a drasha of dama v'loy besara? Rav Chatzkel Abramsky's Atzal and the Chazon Yecheskel here in Zvachim, Perechess, Halacha Yud Beis, says that we could learn from the Rambam a teretz to this kasha. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Psulei HaMuktoshim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, Hichnes HaChatos Atzmo Leheichol Ksheira, Shenemar Ashayuva Midoma V'loi Besara. If someone brought the carbon chatos itself into the heichol, it's kosher. The carbon remains kosher. And the Rambam learns it out from this pasuk, midama v'loy besara. Zokrav Chatzkel Abramsky, we see that the Rambam understands that this drasha is teaching us the case that is alluded to in the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, where someone brings in not just the dam of the carbon, but the dam together with the basar. And that is before the Kabbalah's Hadam, right after the Shechita, for a quick moment he brings in the entire animal into the heichal, and that is the dam is still mu'uriv together with the basar. So you might think that it's pasul there. Kamash malon, that since the dam is not niskabel bifnei atzmoi, it's still together with the entire animal, then there is no psul of v'chol chatos asher yuva midama el oyel moyed l'chaper ba'kodesh. Zokrav Chatzkel Abramsky, that's an answer then to Tosfos' kasha. Because Tosfos asks, why would we have a havamina that bringing the basar into the heichal passels the carbon? The answer is einachanami. Bringing the basar alein into the heichal, that there would be no havamina that it passels, because it says l'chaper. But in this case, where the basar is brought together with the dam, the entire chatas in its entirety is brought into the heichal, you might think that it passes the carbon, because there, after all, the dam is also brought in, and that could be brought in lechaper. Kamash malon, that since the dam is not an entity bifnei atzmai, it's together with the basar of the carbon at that time, before the Kabbalah's Adam, kamash malon, that there is no psul of a chol chatas asher yuva midama in such a case. Tosfos did not was not satisfied with this answer to the kasha, because Tosis learned based on the sugya on Daf Pei Beis that the case of v'loy b'sara is when you're bringing in the basar on its own, not when you're bringing in the whole carbon. And that's the pashtus, the mashmos of Rashi by us. Rashi says v'loy b'sara she'em nichnas b'sara lehechol eina nefsalas. It's not mashma. We're talking about a case where you brought in the dam together with the basar, the whole animal in one piece. But we're talking about bringing in the basar itself. The basar itself, Tosis says, then I don't understand why you have a havamina that it would be pasal the chatas. The whole din that it passes the chatas is when it's brought in lechaper b'kodesh, which applies only by dam, but not by basar. But the Rambam, it could be understood that this drasha is teaching us lafuke the case of the basar being brought in together with the dam, and that would be a possible teretz to Tosis' kasha b'shitas Rambam. The Briskerov brought down in the shiurim of his sons, Rav Beryl Soloveitchik Zatzal and Yibad Lechayim Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita, pointed out that we see a mashmos in the Rambam that there's another reason why one could have thought that the basar of the carbon that comes inside the heichal would be pasul, and that is with the psul of yoytze. We know that there's a din of yoytzei. If the basar of a carbon is brought chutz lemechitzason, then that basar becomes pasul. So it could be that we could have thought when the basar comes in to the heichal, even though it's pashut, like Tosfos points out, that it wouldn't pasul the entire carbon with the din of nichnas dama, because that's only lechaper, and that doesn't apply by nichnas basara. But you might have thought that that basar itself would be pasul als yoytzei, because the mechitza of the carbon is in the azara, that's where kachay kachim is eaten. But in the heichal, where the kachay kachim are not allowed to be eaten, so that might be a din of yoytzei, might be chutz lemechitzason. So maybe you would need a drasha then to teach us midama v'loy basara, that the basar itself doesn't become pasul when it is nichnas into the heichal. And the Briskerov said that there's a mashmos to this from the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Vav, brings down the din of basar kodshe kadashim sheyotza chutz l'chaymas ha'azara, that it's pasul with yoytze. And then in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, nichnas basar, that if the basar comes into the heichal, hareze kosher. So it's masha from the Rambam that the havamina that it will be pasul is because of the psul of yoytze. Then it wouldn't be shver Tosfos' kasha, because Tosfos is bothered that it's not shaykh to have a havamina that there's a psul on the ganze carbon with the basar going inside. Because the psul on the ganze carbon is only with that din of a chochatos asher yuva midama eloy al moyed lechaper bakoidish, and the basar is not lechaper. However, the Rambam could understand that there would be a havamina that the basar itself becomes pasul, not the remainder of the carbon, but the basar itself that was nichnas will be pasul with the psul of yoytze, because that's also a type of yoytze chutz lemechitzasan, and that you would need the drasha to teach us midama v'loy b'sara, that the basar is not pasul. Tosfos wasn't ready to accept such a teretz to the kasha, because Tosfos learns the mashmosa, the gemara of midama v'loy b'sara, is that the gemara thinks that if it's nichnas basar, it will pasul the whole carbon, similar to what would happen with the dam that's nichnas lefnim. And therefore Tosfos leaves shver, k'tzas kasha, why do you need a miyot of basara, halachaper k'siv? But the Briskerov says that if the Rambam understood that there's a havamina that the basar itself would be pasul, and this drasha of midama v'loy b'sara comes to exclude that the basar itself does not become pasul, that could be another possibility of what we do with the pasuk. So we have two drashas from this pasuk of midama v'loy b'sara that the Rambam holds of. One, legabe, the psul of the entire carbon, that you might have thought if the dam is nichnas together with the basar, as Rav Chatzkel Abramsky says, based on the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim, that if the dam is nichnas together with the basar, you might have thought the whole carbon becomes pasul if the dam is brought in lechaper, kamash malon, that's not called asher huva midama, because that's the dam together with the basar, therefore that's not pasul. In addition to that, from the Rambam in Hilchas Maisar Karbonos, we have a possibility to think that the basar itself will be pasul with the din of yoytze, kamash malon, that's not called yoytze chutz lemechitzasan midama v'loy b'sara. But Tosfos leaves the kasha shver, because Tosfos holds that the drasha is mashma that we're talking about, that you were machnis the basar itself, not together with the dam, and the havamina is that the whole carbon will be pasul, similar when the dam is nichnas lefnim. Therefore, Tosfos held that you shouldn't need the drasha of midama v'loy b'sara, because it says lechaper, and once it says lechaper, that itself should exclude the case of nichnas basar lefnim, and that's why Tosfos on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis remains with his kasha. The Gemara then says that according to the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, that an asham that shechted shaloi lishma is kosher. So we understand why by a carbon mincha, the pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, kodesh kadoshim hi kachatas v'cha asham. There's a dual comparison in a mincha, one to a chatas and one to an asham. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbana, that's understandable, because a minchas choyte is compared to a chatas, that if you do the kmitza shaloi lishma, it's psula, and a minchas nedava is compared to an asham, that if you do the kmitza shaloi lishma, it's kshera. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, now a Mishnah that holds that an asham that shechted shaloi lishma is pasul just like chatas, so what is the pshat in the hekish by mincha that it says kachatas v'cha asham? L'chayr, the chatas and asham share the same halacha. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Lezer, the hekish of kachatas v'cha asham is coming to teach us the din of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah in Menachos Daf Chavav. That the Mishnah says there, if someone does not put the kaimitz into another kli shareis, so according to the Rabbanan, it's psula. And Rashi explains here, because menachos are hukshu l'zvachim, just like zvachim need four avoidos, the shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, and the zrika, the second avoida being a kabbalah in a kli shareis, so too a mincha needs four avoidos, the kmitza, the matan kli, putting the kmitza in a kli, the hilacha, and the haktara. So the fact that a kmitza has to be put into a kli shareis is corresponding to the kabbalah of dam of a zevach, and therefore the kmitza is psula without it. That's the shita of the Rabbanon. But Reb Shimon is machshir. Reb Shimon says that if the kmitza is not put in a kli shareis, then it could still be okay. And the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda Bereider Reb Chia says, what's the reason of Reb Shimon? Gufa, because of this hekish. Kodesh kadoshim hi kachatos v'cha'asham, which teaches us, bolo oivda biyad, oivda biyamin kachatos. If a person wants, he could do the avodah and take the halacha and the haktara of the kmitza with his yad. He doesn't need a kli shareis, he could do it with his yad. But then it has to be biyamin, just like the din of a chatos, that the zrika of a chatos has to be biyad yamin. And if he wants to do the halacha and the haktara of the kmitza with a kli, he could do it with a kli. And just like an asham, just like the avoid of an asham. And then it could even be b'smal, according to Reb Shimon. So Reb Elazar holds like the shita of Reb Shimon, that even shaloi b'kli shareis is kosher, and that's gufa learnt out from this hekish, that it says by mincha, kodesh kadoshim hi kachatos v'cha asham. It's similar to the chatos, that you could do it b'yad, and then it would be b'yad yamin. And it's similar to asham, that if you want, you could do it b'kli, and then it could even be b'smal. So Reb Elazar holds like that shita of Reb Shimon. The Briskerov in the Chidushei Maran Riz Halevi al Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim on page Mem Vav says the Yesoid that in this Shitas Reb Shimon that all other avoidos are allowed to be done b'smol. Only one exception, the Zrika of a carbon chatos, that has to be done b'yamin. Zokta Briskerov, it's not mistaber to say that the reason why the zrikas chatas has to be biyamin is because it's not considered a good avoida zrika unless you do it with the right hand. That can't be the case, because you see that Reb Shimon considers it a valid avoida by all other karbanos, even a zrika, bismal. And by all other avoides other than zrika, even by chatos, it's okay b'smal. Only by zrika's chatos he requires yamin, so it's not mistaber to say that that's because it's not a valid avoida zrika unless it's b'yamin. Rather, the gedder is, according to Reb Shimon, that avoida really works b'smal. However, there's a din b'fnei atzmei b'chatos b'din etzpa ha'omer ba, that there's a din in the etzpa. The Torah says that you do the hazoya, the zrika of a carbon chatos, of the blood of the chatos is done with your etzpa. That din of the etzpa, the Torah describes, according to Reb Shimon, what is the etzpa? Deba'inon dafka etzba'i hayamanis. Which etzpa is good to be considered the etzpa that the Torah wants? That's the etzpa hayamanis. Not because if you didn't use the etzpa hayamanis, it's lacking in the avoidas yamin. Really, Avoida is valid even b'smol, but specifically in the din etzba that it says by zrikas chatos, that has to be the etzba hayamanis. And similarly by the maisa kmitza that we find by the mincha, that the actual kmitza has to be done with your yad, and it has to be done b'yad yamin, even according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees that the actual kmitza has to be done with the yad yamin. Lav mitoiras avoida noguba, says the Briskerov, it's not because without the right hand it's not considered a valid avoida. Reb Shimon, that's machshir b'smol, holds that it's valid avoida even b'smal. So why does the maisa kmitza have to be done with the yad yamin? Din b'fnei atzma hu b'maisa ha kmitza b'din yad ha'omer ba. the Maisa Kmitza has to be done with a Yad. So which hand did the Torah mean? Deba'inon Dafka Yad Yemin, only the Yad Yemin. So these two dinim, the Zrikas Chatos and the Maisa Kmitza of a Mincha, that Reb Shimon agrees has to be done with Yemin, it's not that he agrees then in theory to the Shita of the Chachamim that it's not a valid Avoida without doing it by Yemin. It's because the din of the Etzba of Zrikas Chatos and the din Yad of the Maisa Kmitza, that the Torah meant the Etzba Yemonis and the Yad Yemin. But if a person does it with a small, then he hasn't been mekayim the din of etzba that the Torah requires by chatos, by zvikas chatos, and the din yad that the Torah requires by a maisa kmitza. And the Brisker Rav explains the sugya in Menachos Daf Chavav based on this, and is very mayrich about this yesoid. But over there in the piece in the Chidushei Mar and Riz Halevi and Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim, he asks on this yesoid from Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia in our Gemara. Because Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia says that according to Rabbi Shimon, that you need, the din is that you need Yemin by the Kmitza. It's not just by the Maisa Kmitza itself, but even the Hailacha, the transporting the Kaimetz, and the Haktara, putting it on the Mizbeach. If you're Oivdal Biyad, then it has to be Biyad Yemin. Now over there, Al Karchuch, the din Yemin, is because Avoida requires Yemin. Because there is no other din besides the din avoida by the halacha and haktara. There is no din in the halacha and haktara that it's supposed to be done be'etzba, like there is by zrikas chatas. So it can't be a din in the etzba. There is no din that it has to be done biyad, because Reb Shimon says bala oivda bikli. You can be oivda bismal ka'asham. So you could do it bikli. So there is no din etzba, there is no din yad. The only thing you could say that when you're being moilich and makdir, the kaimetz, the Reb Shimon says that if you're doing it by yad, it has to be with the yad yamin. That's l'chayra shows us that the avoida is only ksheira by yamin. And there is no hechshar avoida if you do it bismal. So that should be a kasha, a stira to the yisoid of the Brisker Rav. But explains the Brisker Rav, it's taka not a stira. That really the din yamin by zrikas chatos is a din in the etzba hayamanis. And the din yamin that we find by yamaisa akmitza is in the din yad, that it has to be the yad yamin. Over here, the drasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Chia, the drasha of Rabbi Shimon is that we're learning out that by mincha, it's compared to chatos to teach us that there is such a category called avoidas yad. You could do the avoida biyad. You could do the avoidas kli, similar to an asham, and then taka avoida doesn't have to be biyad yamin. Memela in the kli, it's oivda bismal ka asham. But there is a separate mahalach called avoidas yad. Just like by chatos, by zrikas chatos, we have avoidas yad, that you sprinkle it with the yad. By avoidas zrikas chatos, it has to be with the yad. But over here, by a mincha, it doesn't have to be with the yad. But al kapanim, we're learning out from chatos that there is such a mahalach as avoidas yad. When you do that avoidas yad by a mincha, then that requires yamin. Because not mitzad dine avoida, but in order to be considered the right yad that the Torah allows for avoidas yad, that has to be dafka b'yamin. The din that mincha is learnt out from chato, says the Brisker Rav, is the nemar b'mincha toiras avoidas yad. That in the mincha there is such a mahalach called avoidas yad. Sheyodai shal kayin hu makim hakshera l'chol avoidaisel. B'loi kli sharis. The hand of the kayin is good enough to be considered a makim avoida. Just by zvikas chatos, the avoidas yad is necessary. By the avoida, by the halacha and haktara of a mincha, the kohen could choose. He could do avoidas yad or he could do avoidas kli. But this that avoidas yad requires yamin is because al din avoidas yad nemar din yamin. Just like by the maisa kmitza, which was biyad, the din is that it has to be the yad yamin. So the same thing, anytime there is a din yad, then it has to be biyamin. So by mincha as well, there's a din yad. Not a hechrich to do it biyad. A person could do it bikli. But if he chooses to do avoidas yad, then that hekish kachatos v'cha'asham, the hekish techatos teaches us that the avoidas yad is a possible mahalach, that there is such a thing of avoidas yad, and there Reb Shimon requires it to be b'yamin. Not because bismol it's not considered a valid avoida, but because bismol it's not considered the right yad. Memela by avoidas yad, it has to be biyamin kechatos. If anyone wants to look more into this inyan, the Chidushei Hagriyas al Hashas over here in Daf Yud Aleph and in Menachos Daf Yud, the Brisker Rav is mayrich about this to explain different sugyas and a toisvis later on in Zvachim based on this yisoid ayin sham. The Gemara then discusses the Shita of Yoisi ben Choini in our Mishnah on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, that other karbonis that are nishchat in L'shem Pesach and L'shem Chatos our pasul. And the Gemara brings a braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, where he holds similar to Yosi ben Choini, al kopana by Karban Pesach, and explains that since the Chatos and the Pesach are pasul l'shem acherim, if they're shechted shaloi l'shman, so they are pasul. So hu adin acherim shenishchatu l'shman, if you have other karbanos, a karban oila, a karban asham, which are shechted l'shem Chatos or l'shem Pesach bizmanoi, those are also going to be pasul. We mentioned earlier on Dav Gimel that the Briskerov in the Chidushei Maran Riz Halevi and Hilchos Maisar Kabanis Perek Dalar Halochi Yud Aleph says a big Yisoid Lagabi the Psul of Shaloi Lishma, and he says that since the Halacha is that even when someone shechts Kachim Staman is Kilishman, so when someone shechts it Shaloi Lishman, it's not pshat that he is oiker the Lishma of the carbon. Kachim are always considered shechted Lishman. Surely if you shecht them Lishman, and even if you shecht them Stama, there's a Chalois din in the carbon, that minastam, it's as if it's Nikrav Lishman. Zok the Briskerov, that can't be uprooted. When someone shechts it Shaloi Lishman, he's not oiker the Torah's Lishma of the carbon. Why then is it possible or lo yalu labayilum l'shem chayva by certain carbonites? That's because it's considered the machshava of Shaloi Lishma is in the gather of a machshava hapoiselis, similar to pigel, which its machshava passels the carbon. The same thing, a machshava shaloi lishma is a machshava that passels. By chatos and pesach, it passels legamri, and by other carbonos, it passels leinyan shaloi alu lebayil m'shem chayva. But the toiras lishma in the hakrava is never uprooted. However, we mentioned that Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Shiurim Chelek Beis and the Stipler and a number of other Achroinim based on the Pashtos of Rashi on Daf Gimel and a Toisus and Menachos Daf Mem Beis explain that even though it's true that by Kachim Staman is Kilishman, but if you shecht it Lehedya Shaloi Lishman, then you are Oiker the Lishma of the carbon, and now the carbon is considered a Hakrava Shaloi Lishman. So the Machshava of Shaloi Lishman, the way it passes, is not just Stam, a Machshava Poisela similar to Pigel. But with that machshav of shaloi lishman, it's oiker the shame of the carbon, and it makes it that it's not considered anymore a hakrava lishma. The Briskerov over there in that piece in Hilchas Maisar Karbanos brings a raya to his shita from the shita of Yosi ben Choini, according to the explanation of our Gemara. And that is because Yosi ben Choini holds that if a different carbon is shechted l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatos, it's pasul. And as our Gemara explains, based on this braisa, that if it's pasul, if Chatos and Pesach are pasul l'shem Acherim, so too Acherim that are nishchaten l'shman. Zok de Briskerov, nechzi anan. Let's see what's together in the psul of Yosi ben Choini. When someone shechts an oila, for example, l'shem Chatos, the reason that it's pasul is clearly not because it's lacking the Torah's lishma in a carbon. Vaharaya, a carbon oila that's lacking its Torah's lishma is not pasul b'chlal. A carbon oila that's shechted shaloi lishma mamish is kosher, v'loi olu l'bayil m'shem chayva, as it says in the Mishnah Dav Beis. So obviously, if Yosi ben Choini holds that a carbon oila that's shechted l'shem chatos is pasul, that's because l'shem chatos is a machshava hapoiselis. That's a machshava that pasels an oila, just like a machshavas pigel would pasel a carbon oila. It's not because it's nekar the Torah's lishma. It does much worse. It's not nekar the Torah's lishman, but there's a machshava hapoiselis, and therefore even by a carbon oila, it will be pasul when it's shechted l'shem chatos, or if it's bizman shel carbon pesach, if it's shechted l'shem pesach. Zok de Briskerov, if our Gemara says that the psul of Yosi ben Choini is because just like a chatos is pasul l'shem acherim, so too acherim are pasul l'shem chatos, it's mashma that it's the same gather apsul. And if in Yosi ben Choini's psul of oil l'shem chatos, it's clearly a machshava apiseles, and not because it's lacking the hakrava l'shma, because lacking a hakrava l'shma wouldn't make an oil apostle, as we just explained. And if this is pasul mamish, it must be because it's machshava apiseles, so too when a Chatos is shechted l'shem oila or l'shem other karbanos, the gather of its psul is because it's a machshava apoiseles and not because it's considered a hakrava that's lacking in the lishma. If we learn based on Rashi and Tosfos and a number of the other achroinim that the psul of shaloi lishma is with the gather of that it's oiker the lishma in the karban, and now it's not considered a hakrava lishma, L'chayr, we're going to have to be madcha the raya of the Brisker Rav and say that even though Yosi ben Choyni compares acherim l'shem chatos to chatos l'shem acherim, still it's not the same gather. Haka de isa v'haka de isa. The din that Yosi ben Choyni is learning, just like many limudim and kachim, is just learning the din. Just like a chatos l'shem acherim is puzzle, so too acherim l'shem chatos is puzzle, but not with the same gather. The chatos l'shem acherim is puzzle because now it's not considered a hakravas chatos. It's oike the shem chatos of the carbon l'inyan l'poisloi, and therefore it's a puzzle hakravas chatos. It's not considered anymore a toiras hakrava l'shma of chatos. The psul of acherim l'shem chatos is a different gather. That's a machshava hapoiselas. But the limud from the din of chatos shaloi l'shma of Yosi ben Choyni was just dina hu de kayalif. He's just learning the halacha that just like chatos l'shem acherim is puzzle mamish, so too acherim l'shem chatos is puzzle mamish. But enechanami, that's a gather of a machshava poiselas, whereas a chatos l'shem acherim is not stam a machshava poiselas. That would be with the gather that it's nekar the shem hakrovas chatos in this carbon. The Brisker Rav in a different piece clearly goes l'shitasai as well. The Brisker Rav in the Chidush Mara and Riz Halevi in Hilchos Psulei Hamukdashim on page 94 in the Sefer, he brings Shitas Rashi in Menachas Taf Mem Ches Amid Beis, where Rashi says that a carbon that's possible when it's shechted shaloi l'shma, if it's shechted shaloi l'shma, you can't burn the carbon right away, because there's a din by psulim that are not psuloi begufoi. If it's not considered a psul haguf, then you have to wait till the next day, till it gets pasul with ibur tzura, which is the psul of lina. Then, once it's pasul, mamish, then you could burn it. But we don't burn kachim that are pasul if the psul is not a psul haguf. In other words, Rashi Menacha says that when a carbon is nifsal with the shchita shaloi l'shma, that's not called psuloi begufoi. Frek de Brisker Rav, there's an open Gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis that legabi the psul of Yosi ben Choyni, when you shecht a carbon oilo l'shem chatos, when you shecht other carbonos l'shem chatos, that it's pasul. It's mefurish in that Gemara in Psachim that that's called a psuloi begufoi, and it could be burnt right away. You don't need ibur tzura. So if by Yosi ben Choyni that psul is considered a psul haguf kemefurish in the Gemara in Psachim, how could Rashi in Menachas Mem Ches Amid Beis say that the psul of Shaloi Lishma is not considered a psul haguf? L'chayra haynu hach, it's the same exact psul. And the Brisker Rav, based on this, wants to say a different pshat other than Rashi in Menachas. However, to be miyashiv Rashi Menachas, L'chayr will have to say that the Brisker Rav's question is only l'shitasoi, that he understands that the geder ha-psul of Yosi ben Choyni and the psul of chatos shenishchatos shaloi l'shma is the same geder. Memela, if the Gemara says that the psul of Yosi ben Choyni is a psul haguf, that shows me that when a carbon is possible with a machshava apoiselas, that's a psul haguf. Memela would be the same thing by a chatos, shenishchatos shaloi l'shma, because that's after all the same gather as a regular machshava apoiselas. However, Bedas Rashi will explain, similar to the Rashi on Daf Gimel, that we said that Rashi holds that the psul of shaloi l'shma is not stama machshava apoiselas, but it's because it's oiker the toiras l'shma in the carbon. Then we could say a svara that if be'etzem there is no machshava that passes the carbon, it's just oiker the toiras l'shma of a carbon, so then this carbon is lacking a hakrava l'shma. Once you are oiker the shame of the chatos, so then it's lacking the Torah's hakravas lishma. So that Rashi holds is not considered a psul haguf. Similar to if the bailim of the carbon died, or if the blood spilled, the Gemara says that mesu habailim or nishpach adam is not a psul haguf. The carbon is pasul because it lacked its required zrikas adam, or it doesn't have the bailim alive anymore. But that's not a psul haguf, and therefore requires ibur tzura. But that is not shver from the Gemara in Psachim by Yosi ben Choyni. Yosi ben Choyni is not because it's lacking any Torah l'shma. Adarabba, that's a machshava hapoiselas in a carbon, similar to pigel. And if that's the case, that is considered a psulei begufoi, because through that machshava, it became a psul haguf. Memela, the whole comparison of the Brisker Rav from that Gemara of Yosi ben Choyni to the Rashi of chatos shenishchatos shaloi l'shma is only because the Brisker Rav is going l'shitasai, understanding that the psul of Yosi ben Choyni and the psul of shaloi l'shma is haynu hach, and the geder is the same geder, that it's a machshava hapoiselas. But pedas Rashi, it would seem that even though the psul of Yosi ben Choyni is a machshava hapoiselas, Still, the psul of shaloi lishma by a chatos and by a pesach bismanoi is, because then it's lacking the toiras lishma. And that's the psul by a chatos. Memela, that could be considered something that's not psuloi begufoi, even though the psul of Yoisi ben Choini is considered a psul haguf. And this that our Gemara learns out, according to Yoisi ben Choini, the fact that others are pasul l'shem chatos, because who pasul l'shem acherim, is just dino hu dekayalef, he's learning one from the other in din, but the geder and the svara behind the psul will taka be two different gedarim. The psul by chatos is because now you are oiker the shame of the chatos, and it's considered a hakrava shaloi l'shma, whereas the psul of Yoisi ben Choini is not because it's lacking the hakrava l'shma, but because it's a machshava hapoiseles, similar to the geder of the psul, with the machsheves pigel. The Gemara brings a braisa that if a Pesach is avra shnasai, it's more than a year old, and therefore it is not kosher to be brought as a carbon Pesach, and someone shechts it bizmanoi l'shmoi, or if someone shechts another carbon l'shem Pesach bizmanoi, Rebbe Eliezer poisel and Rebbe Yeshua machshir. The mitzvah eson in the back of the Gemara asks a kasha, how could Rebbe Yeshua be machshir a carbon? When we're talking about shechting a carbon, bizman ha-pesach, what is bizman ha-pesach? We know that a carbon tamid shalbeinu arbayim every day of the year is the last carbon that's brought in a day, except for Erev Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, the carbon Pesach is brought after the carbon tamid shalbeinu arbayim. That's the drasha that the Gemara says very soon on Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, and in Psachim Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph as well. Yuuchar Dover Shenemar Boi Bo Erev Ubeinu Arbayim LeDover Shaloi Nemar Boi Elabeinu Arbayim Belvad. That's the drasha of Yuuchar Dover, that the carbon Pesach, where it says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, should come later than the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, that the Torah only calls it Bein Harbayim and doesn't call it Be'erev. And therefore the Zman of the carbon Pesach is after the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim is shechted. If that's the case, how could Rabbi Yeshua be machshir the carbon? The halacha is that any carbon that's shechted after the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim is not a good hakravas carbon. That's a drasha that we have in Psachim Daf Nun Chesamid Aleph, and again on Nun Tesamid Beis, Oleho Hashleim Kol HaKarbonis Kulam. The final carbon of the day has to be the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Anything after that is pasul. So if that's the case, even though Rabbi Yeshua does not pasul because of the machshava of L'shem Pesach Bizmanoi, but he should pasul at Mitzad Acher, because the Zman of the carbon Pesach that we're discussing is after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, over on the Aseidah Hashlama of Aleo Hashleim Kol HaKabonis Kulam, and that should be a Hakrava Psula. So how could it be that Rabbi Yeshua Lamaisa is Machshir the carbon? And the Mitzpah Eson is Mitzayin, the Toysis in Yuma, Daf Chof Tesamid Aleph, and in Menachos, Daf Mem Tesamid Beis, where Toysvis holds that the Aseidah Hashlama is only a mitzvah lechatchila and not leikuva. In other words, even though you're not supposed to shecht any carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, but if you do bring the carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, b'dieved it is considered a good hakrava. So based on that, says the Mitzvah Eson, that would be the answer to the kasha. Avada, at this time, you're not supposed to be bringing any other carbon. But if you do it, Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the machshava doesn't pasul, and als the Aseidah Hashlama, that's not going to make it pasul b'di'eved. Memela, Rabbi Yeshua machshir means that he's machshir it b'di'eved, even though the carbon should not have been brought now, but it's kosher, and the Aseidah Hashlama, it doesn't make it a hakrava psula. However, this only works according to that shita of Tosfos in Yuma and in Menachos, that the Aseidah Hashlama is a mitzvah lechatchila and not a psul b'di'eved. However, a number of Rishayim hold that it is pasul b'di'eved if you bring a carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. Tosfos in Hayriyos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Dibur Amaslo Shehevi Kaparasoi paskins that way, that the Aseidah Hashlama is ma'akev, and the Ritva in Yuma Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, the Meiri in Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, they all hold that the Aseidah Hashlama is Ma'akev, and that is the Pashtus of the Toisefta that they all bring. A Toisefta in Psachim, Perek Dalar Halacha Beis, says, Kol HaKodshim Shehekrivan Koidem Tamid Shal Shachar, if you bring a carbon before the Tamid Shal Shachar, Oy Sheikvan Achar Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, or you bring it after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, Psulim. Tosfos in Yuma and Tosfos in Menachos grapple with that Lashon HaTosefta and have to be matcha that raya. But the Tosfos in Hayriyos, the Ritva and the Meiri hold Kipshutoi that it's possible. If that's the case, the question of the Mitzvah Eisan comes back. How could Rabbi Yeshua be machshir this Hakravas carbon? But Lachayra, the answer, Bedas these Rishonim, is that when we're talking about here a carbon that's shechted Bizmani Shal Pesach, it does not mean after the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. True, there's a drasha by the carbon Pesach itself that it's supposed to be brought after the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. But the Zman of the carbon Pesach that we're referring to is Yud Dalet Nisan after Chatzos. That's what it looks like from Rashi by us, and more from Rashi on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, then when we're talking about Pesach Bizmanoi, we mean after Chatzos, when Yud Dalet Nisan Bein Harabayim, that's called the Zman of the carbon Pesach. Memela einachanami. If you shecht it after the carbon tamid shalbein harabayim bepoil, einachanami, it's gonna be possible mitzad acher. Because according to these rishayim, anything that's brought after the tamid shalbein harabayim cannot be a kosher akrava. But this carbon that you're shechting acherim l'shem pesach bizmanoi, that means in the ikar zman of the carbon pesach, which is Yud Dalid Nisan Bein Harabayim after Chatzos, and if you shecht it before the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Harabayim, then Rabbi Yeshua will be Machshir. Al Kalpanim, according to the Shita of Tosis and Yuma and Menachas, this halacha could be true even if you shecht it after the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Harabayim Lamaisa, because they hold that that be kosher b'diavad. Memela, that it's going to be Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. But if you hold like the Rishonim that it's going to be possible the Avilacha Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, then this din of Rabbi Yeshua Machshir would be only if you shechted Yudal and Nisan in the afternoon, but before the Hakrava of the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. The Gemara on Amid Beis discusses the Shita of Shimon Achi Azariah that Shachtan L'Shem Gavoya Mehen is Ksherin, Shachtan L'Shem Namuch Mehem is Psulim. Derech Agav, Shimon Achi Azariah was called as such, as Rashi on Dav Beis Amud Aleph says, because Azariah, the brother, supported Shimon, and therefore had a schar in his limud. Therefore, Shimon was referred to as Shimon Achi Azariah. Rashi says, Vehisnu beineihem, sheyehe chelek l'Azariah b'schar tamudei shel Shimon. They had this agreement that Azariah would take part of the chelek of the schar halimud of Shimon. The reason that Rashi says that they were Masne Beinayim is L'chayra based on the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, Simen Reish Mem Vav, in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that once a Talmud Chacham learns Torah, he can't sell his schar to anybody else. It's not something that you can sell. However, if you make an agreement beforehand, you can make that schar originally, but after the Esek, then it's not possible to transfer the schar limud. And that's how we paskin in the Ramah in Yeridea, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, like that halach of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and that's why Rashi says, Vehisnu Beinayim. The Lashon of Rashi also is that there will be a chelek la'azariah b'schar tamudei shel Shimon. The mashmos of Rashi is that Zvulun, who pays for the limud of Shimon, has a chelek in the schar talmud of Shimon. And Shimon's schar is minimized and diminished because Zvulun takes part of that schar. It's a big shaila in the Gedolei Achronim, whether when Zvulun gets the schar in the talmud of Yisachar, is Yisachar's schar minimized? The Hafla, in his introduction to Ksubis and Ois Mem Gimel, says that the schar of Shimon is not, the schar of Yisachar is not minimized. Kol echad mekabel schar shalim. Just like when someone lights a candle from one candle, it doesn't minimize the fire of the first candle. And that's the pshat smach zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisachar b'ayalecha. They're both happy because they both get full schar. However, Reb Chaim Volozhiner brought down in the Sefer Keser Roish, Ois Samach Dalid, says that you shouldn't hesitate to make an agreement of Yisachar Zvulun, even though Zvulun is going to take part of your schar and minimize your schar, because Adarabba, that shows that you're learning Torah, Shalai Amanas, Lekabel Pras, and therefore you shouldn't hesitate to make such an agreement. It's mashma that it's pasha to Reb Chaim Volozhiner that the schar of Yisachar is minimized through the agreement of Yisachar Zvulun. Rav Moshe has an arichus about this in the Igris Moshe, Yeridea Chelik Dalid, Simen Lamed Zayin, and if you want to look more into this fascinating inyan, there's a tshuva of the Netziv in the Meshiv Davar, Chelik Gimel Simen Yud Dalid, and the Meshe Chochma has a piece on it in Parshas Vayichi, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. Ayin Sham Ve'ein Kam Mokam Laharich, just the Lashon of Rashi on Daf Beis, and also that piece in Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we just mentioned, that's brought down in the Beis Yosef, is Mashma, that Yitol Schar Mi Limudoi, that's Zvulun, actually takes away and minimizes some of the Schar of the Limud of Yisachar. But Al Kol Panim, that is the name that we refer to as in this Tana, Shimon Achi Azariah, but his Shita that our Gemara discusses is that if you Shachted L'Shem Gavaya Mehen, even if it's Shaloi L'Shma, it's Ksheira. And the Gemara Reb Zeira declares, does Shimon Achi Azariah mean that it's Kosher Ve'ena Meratzeh, just like the Tanakama? Or does he mean that it's actually Kosher Meratzeh? It actually is totally accepted as a full Ritzui by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on such a carbon. And it's Kosher Meratzeh, not like the Tanakama. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Seifa of the Mishnah that talks about Bechor V'Hamayser Sheshachten L'Shem Shlamim, that it says that it's Kosher. And that's an example of Shechting it L'Shem Gavoya Me'en, because Shlamim is considered to have more Kedusha than Bechor and Meiser. And there, that's an example of Shimon Achi Azariah saying L'Shem Gavoya Me'en is Kshera. And the Gemara says there, it's surely not Meratzeh, because Bechor Bar Ritzuyehu is Bechor a carbon that has a Ritzuy. And Rashi says the Gemara means Meiser as well. Bechor and Meiser Behema are carbonis that you have to bring when it has Kedushas Bechaira, or when it has the Kedusha of Meiser Behema. But there is no Ritzui that comes from this carbon. Memela, and you see here that it's Kosher Ve'ena Meratzeh. On that the Gemara says it's not a Raya. Other carbonis that are a Bar Ritzui, maybe Taka will be Kosher Meratzeh. Hakedi Isa V'Hakedi Isa. Bechor and Meiser are not Meratzeh, but the other carbonis, if you do it L'Shem Gavaya Mehen, maybe it would be Kosher Meratzeh. But L'Maisa, we see from this Gemara that the Gemara says Bechor, and Rashi adds Meiser, are carbonis that are not Meratzeh, they are not Bar Ritzui. We find this expression later on Daf Chav Tesam and Beis as well, that a Bechor is considered a carbon that's Lav Bar Hartzah, and Rashi explains that all other carbonis bring a Ritzui. A Chatos and an Asham are Mechaper for certain Averus, even an Oila is Mechaper for an Asay. A Shlomim that's not Mechaper is Zokt Rashi, but still it brings a Ritzui. A carbon Shlomim brings Shalom Ben Yisrael, Aviyam Shema Shamayim. But Bechor and Meiser don't accomplish anything. It's just that the Chiv that the Bailim has when it's a Bechor and a Meiser to bring that carbon, but it doesn't bring any acceptance, any Ritzui or Kapara, and therefore that's what our Gemara means, that Bechor can never have the gather of being Meratzeh. Bechor and Meiser are carbonis that don't bring a Ritzui Bechlal. The Lashon of Rashi in the Pirish Rashi Ksav Yad in Menachas Taf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis Dibra Masl Karbonoi is that Bechor and Meiser ain't on Boim L'Ritzui El Chayva Heim Alav. They don't bring any Ritzui, rather they're just a Chayva on the owner. V'loy L'Chapara, they don't bring any Kapara or any level of Ritzui. And we find this Musag in the Ravid as well in Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet, where the Ravid says that the Bechor and Meiser of people who are in an Ir Anidachas, they don't have to be put to death, because we don't say Zevach Rishayim Tayeva, because these are not considered presents that the Bala Karban brings. Ain on Doiro in Kishar Zvachim, V'loi Mechapri Shum Kapara. They don't bring any Kapara and Ritzui, and therefore we don't say Zevach Rishayim Tayeva like we do say by the other Karbanis of Anshe Ir Anidachas. Rather, Bechor and Meiser are just brought because they're a Chayva on the Bailim, but they're not bringing any Ritzui, and therefore it doesn't have the din of a regular psul of Anshe Ir Anidachas according to that Ravid. This Yisoid in our Gemara, that we see that Bechor and Meiser are karbanis that are brought but are not b'nei Ritzui, is l'chayre relevant to a shayla that we spoke about way back on Daf Beis. And this ha'ara I heard from Rav Avram Garbis Shlita, the mechaber of the Sefer Minchas Avram on Zvachim and on Menachas, and he said that we have the old shayla that we spoke about on Daf Beis, a karban that is shechted shaloi l'shma. So the halacha is, if the carbon is kosher, that you could continue to be zayrik the dam and do the other avoidas of the carbon. So the achrayim clear, after a carbon is shechted shaloi l'shma, is there an iser to be zayrik the dam of that carbon with a machsheves shinui b'aylim? A machsheves shinui kodesh, avadi you're not allowed to do. But is there a machsheves shinui b'aylim? At that point, l'chayra, it's loy olu l'baylim l'shem chayva. It's not bringing any ritzui to the b'aylim. It's not being mechaper to the b'aylim. It's just that you're allowed to bring that carbon. So the shaila is, Is there a din that it's also to be zayrik the dam of that carbon with a machsheves shinui b'aylim? The Taras HaKodesh on Daf Zayin Amid Beis is mesupik about this, and it sounds like his achra is that there is an iser shinui b'aylim, and the Chazinish is machriya this way as well. We mentioned that the Dvar Avram and the Brisker Rav assume this as well. However, the Merkeves HaMishnah in Hilchas Psulei HaMuktoshim, Perek Tezvav Alocha Aleph, says that if the carbon is not being miratzeh for the b'aylim, it's just that you're allowed to continue to bring it, so then there is no din of shinui b'aylim. The whole iser of shinui b'aylim is when the carbon could be said to be working for the owner, to be mechaper for him, to be meratzeh for him. But a carbon that is just brought on the owner's behalf and is not bringing any ritzui, then there is no din of shinui b'aylim. Said Rav Avram Garbis L'chayra, based on our Gemara, that we see that Bechar and Meiser are carbonis that do not bring a ritzui to the b'aylim, we could bring a raya to this shiloh based on another Gemara. The Gemara on Dav Zayin Amid Beis says, on the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, that Bechar and Meiser, there is an iser of shrita b'shinui b'aylim. The Gemara darshins b'yoyim tzavoysoy, that we learn out, ze Becharu Meiser, Pesach. And the Gemara says that we're makish Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach to Shlamim, bein shinui kodesh, bein shinui b'aylim. There's an iser shinui b'aylim. How could there be an iser to shecht Bechar and Meiser with shinui b'aylim? Our Gemara establishes for us that Bechar lav bar ritzuyu. Bechar and Meiser behema do not have a ritzuy. Elamai, you see from this Gemara, together with the Gemara and Dav Zayin Amid Beis, that there's a concept of an iser shinui b'aylim, even by a carbon that doesn't bring a ritzuy to the b'aylim. Soif kol soif, the carbon is nikra al shem this b'aylim. And therefore, there is an iser of shinui b'aylim. Memela, when the achrayim discuss a carbon that's brought after it's loyalu the b'aylim shem chayva, and it's not going to bring a ritzui to the owner, and the merkavis hamishnah wants to say a svara that if it's not bringing a ritzui to the owner, then it's not possible to have a musig of shinui b'aylim. L'chayra said Rav Avram Garbis, you see from this gemara fakert, you see like the taras hakodesh and the other achrayim that assume that it is possible to have an iser shinui b'aylim even by a carbon that has no ritzui. Because the Gemara in Dav Zayin says that by Bechar and Meiser there's an Isser Shinui B'aylim, even though our Gemara establishes for us that Bechar and Meiser are Korbanois that are Lav B'nei Hatzoh Aninu. The Gemara at the end of the Daf discusses the Shita of Ben Beseira in the Mishnah, and says that according to one opinion in the Gemara, Machshir Hoya Ben Beseira BePesach Sheshachtoi Shachris BaArba Asa Lishmoi Tukula Yoim Zimnehu, that the entire day, even the morning of Yud Daled Nisan, would be kosher for the Karban Pesach, according to Ben Beseira. And the Gemara says that even though it says the Lashon Bein Harabayim, Ben Beseira would teach that it means Bein Shnei Aravim, between the two evenings, between the evening of Lel Yud Daled and Lel Tezvav, the entire Yom Yud Daled would be kosher for Hakravas Karban Pesach. Frek the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid that by the Hadlokas Neirois in the Menorah it says as well, Bein Harabayim, Hachinami de Kula Yoyim Akasher? Is Ben Beseira going to say the entire day is kosher? We know that it's only kosher towards evening. Could it be that he'll teach Ben Arbayim Legabe the Neirois, just like he says it, Legabe the Karban Pesach? On that, the Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, because it says, Mei Erev Ad Boiker, and it's Mavur and Abraisa, that the mitzvah is towards evening and not in the morning. The Chidushei HaGriz, the Brisker Rav, is Ma'ira, that this Gemara is problematic for the Shitas HaRambam, Lagabe Hadlokas HaMenorah and the Beis HaMikdash. There's a big machlokes we shine him, Lagabe the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah and the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi, Ala Torah, and Parshas Tetzave, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Zayin, and in Masech the Shabbos Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, and in Chagigo Daf Chav Vov Amid Beis, Rashi says that the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash was Bo'erev, one time a day towards evening. This that it says in Parshas Tetzaveh, Ba'boiker, Ba'boiker, Behitivo Yas HaNeiris, that there was a mitzvah to be mativ the Neiris in the morning, Rashi says that's not a mitzvah to be madlik the menorah. That's Nikui HaBozichin V'tikun HaPsilois, cleaning the lamps, fixing the wicks. That was the mitzvah that the Kohen did to the menorah in the morning. But the Hadlokas HaNeiros was one time a day in the evening. And that's the Shita of the Ramban in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, and the Tshuvas HaRashba as well in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Tes, and again in Simen Shin Tes. Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, they learn that the mitzvah Hadlokas Neiros was one time a day in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was towards evening. The Rambam, however, in Hilchas Tmidin Umusafin, seems to hold that there was a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros in the morning as well. Because in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that there was a mitzvah of Hatovas Neirois Baboiker Ubein Harabayim in the morning and in the evening. And he says that's a mitzvah saseh. And in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Umadlik Ner Shekova, if there was a Ner that extinguished by the morning, then you have to be madlik that ner. V'hadlokas haneirois hi hatovasam. The hadlokas haneirois is the hatova. In other words, when it says the mitzvah of hatova, baboiker baboiker, that means a mitzvah hadloka that you have to be madlik the neirois that extinguished. If that's the case, it comes out that the Rambam shita is, and this is what the Ramban and the Rashba bring, that the shita of Rambam is, that in addition to the mitzvah hadloka by night, you have a mitzvah in the morning to do a hadloka to the neirois shekavu. The Kesef Mishnah over there in Tmidin and Musafin brings that the Targum Unkelis in Parshas Tetzaveh, who was a Tana, is Mashma like the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam, because the Targum Unkelis says that Behitivoi means Ba'askonuse, which is Mashma fixing, and not a mitzvah of Hadlaka. However, Rav Meir Shapiro, in the Tshuvas Or HaMeir, Simen Lamed Aleph Ois Dalid, says that the Rambam also has a mocker from the words of Tanoim, and that is in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Baal Oischa, written, of course, by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Zohar says that the word Behitivoi means Laha Alois, which means to kindle a fire. It's Kulo Chada Mila, it's two things that really mean the same word. And we find in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Emor as well, in the Raya Mehemna, Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph, where the Zohar says that the Koyanim would be madlik the Menorah, the Beis HaMikdosh, Bechol Yoima Train Zimnin, twice. So it's mashma like the Shitas HaRambam, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying that there's a mitzvah twice a day of the Hadlokas Neiris. Rav Meir Shapiro in that tshuva has a fascinating discussion where he shows from the Rambam in a number of places that the Rambam learned the Zohar HaKadosh and sometimes paskind based on the Zohar HaKadosh. But here is one example where the Rambam is following the Shita of the Zohar HaKadosh, that there was a mitzvah to light the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdosh twice a day, and not like Rav Yishayim who hold that it was only once a day in the evening. The Chidushe agrees is Ma'irer, that according to the Rambam, the Gemara's question is not so understandable. What's the Gemara asking? That according to Ben Beseira, if Bein or Abayim could mean the entire day, then the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiros that it says is Bein or Abayim, maybe also that should be Kule Yoime, kosher. The entire day should be kosher. That's good according to the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba, that there was one mitzvah a day, which is Lifnois Erev, as it's getting towards evening. So the Gemara has a Havamina that if Bein or Abayi means the whole day, maybe that mitzvah could be done even from the morning. However, according to the Rambam, there are two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bein HaArbayim and the mitzvah of Baboiker Baboiker. So how could it be that the mitzvah of Bein HaArbayim would be the entire day? There's a different mitzvah, Baboiker, to do the Hadlaka. And the Rav Beryl Soloveitchik in the Shiurei HaGrid, the son of the Brisker Rav, is madgish that avada you can't say that the Gemara's question is Eimo Chad Baboiker Ve'idoch Kule Yoima, that one mitzvah you have in the morning and the Bein HaRabayim one is the entire day, similar to the Gemara's question Lagabi the Karban Tamid. But that can't be the pshat, because by the carbon tumid, it's two different animals. So it could be one animal you bring baboiker, and the other one you have the entire day to bring. But here we're talking about in the same ner, in the same candle. If there's a mitzvah to light it in the morning, so it can't be that the second mitzvah is to light it the entire day. That ner is already lit from the morning. The only thing you could have is a separate mitzvah to light it in the evening. So al kopanim, according to the Rambam Shita, that there's two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bein HaArbayim and the mitzvah to do it baboiker, how could it be that the Gemara feels that Bein HaArbayim, it's possible to teach that the mitzvah of Bein HaArbayim would be kule yoime? This is the kasha that the Brisker Rav asks on the Shita HaRambam. I heard in the name of Rav Beryl Pervarsky Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich, that he suggested an answer to the Shita HaRambam based on the Yesod of the Lechem Mishnah over there in Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin and the Chazon Ish in Menachos Simen Lamed Vav. The Lechem Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, if they did not light the candles in the evening, for example, if all the Kayanim were unavailable to light the menorah for whatever reason in the evening, there was some oinus, then there is no mitzvahs hadlaka in the morning. And the Chazon Ish explains that the mitzvahs hadlaka in the morning, according to the Rambam, is not a new mitzvah to light the menorah in the morning. It's a hashlama to the mitzvah of the night. In other words, you have a mitzvah at night time to light the menorah. towards Erev. Then in the morning, the mitzvah is hatava, which is to continue and to extend the hadlaka of the previous night, which means to check and make sure that they're all still lit, and the ner shakava you have to rekindle. But that's not a new mitzvah on its own. Only if there was a kindling, a lighting of the menorah in the evening, then there's a hashlama to that mitzvah the following morning. Based on that, Zakhtrev Beryl Pervarsky, that you could say that the pshat in the Gemara's kasha, according to the Rambam as well, is that the mitzvah, the main mitzvah that we have for Adlokas Neirois, is really one mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Bein Arbayim. And the Gemara is asking that that mitzvah of Bein Arvayim, who says that it means in the evening? Maybe it means Bein Shnei Aravim, and you could light it in the morning, having enough oil to light for the entire day and through the entire night. What was the question of the Brisker Rav? Wait a second, according to the Rambam, there's a separate mitzvah to light it in the morning. It can't be that the mitzvah of Bein Arvayim is from the morning as well. The answer is there is no separate new mitzvah to light in the morning. That mitzvah is only a hashlama of the hadlaka miba erev. But now we're asking that maybe that hadlaka doesn't have to be in the evening. It could be kule yoyme. It could be the entire day. So memela, if that mitzvah would be the entire day, then there would be no mitzvah to be to fix it. The only time there would be the mitzvah to fix it is the next morning. And that's already the new mitzvah of the hadlaka, which would be the entire day. So the whole kasha, the Brisker Rav, is based on the understanding that according to the Rambam, there's two separate mitzvahs hadlaka. There's a mitzvah of hadlaka in the evening and a mitzvah hadlaka in the morning. Then we're bothered, what's the Gemara's question that the mitzvah hadlaka of Bein Arbayim could be from the morning? But if we learn that even according to the Rambam, there's really one mitzvah hadlaka in the evening, and the mitzvah in the morning is just to be mashlim that hadlaka in the evening, if it's necessary, so then we could say that's all lahalacha, that the mitzvah of Bein Harbayim is in the evening. But the Gemara has a havamina that if the taich of Bein Harbayim could mean kule yoime, the entire day, then that ikur mitzvah hadlaka would be from the morning. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is understood even according to the Shita Sarambam. We'll end with one last ha'ara. The Braisa says, Tein lo midasa shetehei doylekes vahileches me'erev ad boiker. The din of the hadlokas menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is that you're supposed to put enough oil that it will last me'erev ad boiker. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Menachos Daf Pei Tes that is a chatzi loig, and that will be enough to last even for the longest of nights. What about if it's the shorter nights of the year? So Rashi says, worst comes to worst, it'll last a little longer into the day, sometimes even ad shlish hayoyim, till a third of the day, and lo yichmaslon, it's okay if it lasts a little bit longer. Rashi in Menachos Daf Pei Tes says a little differently, that if it lasts a little longer, Masha Nishtayer Baboiker Zoyrek Lachutz. Rashi says there that then they would throw it out, they would discard the extra oil. But either way, this is the shear of Chatzi Loig that you have to put in to the ner of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash in order for it to light Me'erev Ad Boiker. It's Yadua, the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, Eire Chaim Simin Tov Reish Ayin. Why is the Nes of Chanukah 8 days? If the Chashmainoim found a Pach Shemen that had enough oil to light one night and it lasted 8 nights, so then the Nes was 7 days. Why is the Yontif of Chanukah celebrated for 8 days? And there are many Tirutzim said to this kasha, but the first teretz that the Beis Yosef suggests is Shechilku Shemen Shebepach L'Shmoyne Chalokim. They divided the Shemen in that little pach into 8 Chalokim. Uvechol Laila Hayunaisnim B'Menayra Chelek Echor. They only put in 1/8 of that pach shemen every night into the menorah. For hayadoylik ar haboiker, for nimtza shabachol halelois nase neis. It turns out even the first night a neis happened. This is the teretz of the Beis Yosef. L'chayr it's a plia atzuma. How could you say that they only put in 1/8 of that pach? That pach shemen had the chatzi loig enough to last for an entire night. And the mitzvah is tein lamidasa shetehei doylekes vahileches me'erev ad boiker. So how could it be that they put in only 1/8 of that amount, which was enough only to last 1/8 of a night? Then on any night they weren't even mekayim the mitzvah that we learn here in this brisa, tein lamidasa shetehei doylekes vahileches me'erev ad boiker. And I want to share the beautiful mitzia that I found in the Toisus HaRosh in Shabbos Tav Chof Aleph Amid Beis in that sugya of Mai Chanukah, where the Toisus HaRosh Mamish asks the kasha of the Beis Yosef a few hundred years before the Beis Yosef asked the kasha. The Toisus HaRosh asks the kasha of the Beis Yosef, why is Chanukah 8 days if the miracle was only 7 days? And he says this teretz of the Beis Yosef with a Hisafa. He says, "V'yesh loymar shechilku es hapach l'shmoina v'hidliku b'chol laila hashminis." Each night they lit only 1/8 of it. Va'af al gav da aminon hasam. Even though it says over there, "Tein la midasash kedesha tehei doylekes me'erav ad boiker," the Tosa Rosh asks this kasha on this teretz. How could it be that they lit with only 1/8 of the amount of oil? L'chare, the shear of the mitzvah is kedesha tehei doylekes the entire night. Zok the Tosa Rosh, three words. Hainu hecha de efsher. That's only when it's possible. Meaning the Tosa Rosh said that since they only found that pach shemen, and it would take another 8 days until they got oil, so if they would light with the right amount for tonight, then they wouldn't have any oil for the next 7 nights. So that's considered a situation of hecha de efsher. If it's efsher, then they're able to light a little bit and try to divide it among the 8 nights, even though you don't have the shear of Me'erev Ad Boiker. And then a miracle happened that each night itaka lasted 8 times the amount that it would have lasted Bederach HaTeva, and it lasted the entire night. But the Tosa Rosh says this teretz of the Beis Yosef and adds this nakuda that the whole din of Me'erev Ad Boiker is only Hecha de Efsher, but in that situation it was Efsher, and therefore they were able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah by dividing the Pach Shemen into 8 parts, and there was Taka Anes even on the first night.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Meklemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.